Right now, we continue our series of candidate forums. Earlier this week, we heard from the candidates running for governor and for the 19th State Senate District seat. Now we turn to the statewide office of Secretary of State.
It's a position currently held by Democrat Doug LaFollette. We'll hear from him later on. And there are three challengers, all with different visions of the office's future, and some looking to reform it, some looking to eliminate it altogether.
We'll talk to all four candidates over the next hour. Joining us first is Julian Bradley. He's the Republican candidate for Secretary of State of Wisconsin. He joins us from our studios in La Crosse. Julian, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, to start, why are you running for Secretary of State?
I'm running for this office because something's got to be done with it. For 36 years, Doug LaFollette, my Democratic opponent and the incumbent, has been there. And since he's been in that office, duties and responsibilities have consistently been removed, one by one by one, to the point where people have called for a constitutional amendment to remove the office altogether. We know that we will have this office for the next 4 years. So the next person that's going to be in that office needs to have a plan, have a vision, and do something with it. You're going to hear somebody come on and say, well, I'm pledging to eliminate it. None of us can actually do that. You can make a pledge to do that, but you don't have the power to do that. That takes an act of the legislature. It actually takes two acts of the legislature. It needs to pass twice consecutively and then go to a referendum by the voters. So that's how you would eliminate the office. So I'm not focusing on that. I'm focusing on what the office can do for the next 4 years. And that's why I'm running for the office. We need to bring value back to it. Secretary LaFollette collects a taxpayer-funded paycheck, yet I don't feel that he's doing his best to earn that.
Well, what would you do that he has not done to bring meaning to that office and do something positive with it?
Well, it starts with rebuilding bridges of communication to the other branches of state government. I have a three-point plan. It's reform, restore, rebuild. But I'm going to start with rebuilding because that's the one thing that he just hasn't done. He's absolutely failed at that. In forums that I've had with him, two of them we've done, we've talked about the fact that in the last 4 years, so the last term since 2010, he's only reached out to the governor on one occasion and not reached out to the legislature at all. It's the legislature who decides what happens with the office as far as duties and responsibilities go. So you'd think that if he were serious about restoring those duties or responsibilities, he would have, reached out to the people that could do it. And he has admittedly not done that. So we're going to start there. We're going to rebuild those bridges. We're going to open up the lines of dialogue and see what it is that we can do to earn a paycheck for the next 4 years while the decision on whether or not to eliminate is hashed out in the legislature.
Do you think, you're going to be working, I know, for these 4 years, but do you think the decision should be to eliminate the office when all is said and done?
Right now, I'm partial to reforming. I want to restore some of these duties back to the office. Like I said, I've got a four-year vision. I don't think elimination is a relevant topic for this office, especially for me, because I'm running for it, and I don't have a vote unless it becomes a referendum issue on our ballot in 4 years. I can tell you that our focus needs to be on ensuring that the taxpayers are getting their money's worth out of the Secretary of State.
So if you're elected and you reach out to the legislature or the governor's office, what kind of responsibilities, what kind of duties would you like to see restored to the office of Secretary of State?
I think it starts with getting corporations back. That's something that would keep us uniform with a lot of the other secretaries of state within the country. They have, when a new business is looking to do business within the state of Wisconsin, they usually call a Secretary of State, rather in other states they call a Secretary of State. And here in Wisconsin, it goes somewhere else. I think bringing that back would be a great service for the state. And then notaries and some of the other things that really occur in most states, so there's a little less confusion when dealing with the Wisconsin Secretary of State.
In a lot of other states, the Secretary of State is the one in charge of elections as well. Do you think that should be the case here in Wisconsin?
I think if the office is going to be there long term, it's something worth evaluating. One thing that we all agree, many agree on, is that the GAB is not working. It's not functioning as we'd like it to. One possible solution to that would be having the Secretary of State oversee elections. Now, a lot of people say, well, why would you put a partisan official over elections? Your county clerks here in the state of Wisconsin are all partisan elected. All 72 are. We trust them at the county level. I think it's good to have somebody that's accountable directly to the people, that can answer directly to the voters, that would oversee the elections. But again, that's still a long term. That's something to be looked at. Once we've looked at this office and said, okay, now that we have somebody that's competent there, now that we have somebody that's working on behalf of the taxpayers that's in that office, what else can we do with it? How can we optimize it?
Now, are there any new responsibilities you think could be a part of the Secretary of State job?
Well, it would be there. Just about anything coming back to the office would almost be new to the office because my opponents lost so many of them. He even lost the Great Seal at one point, which is one of the few duties that remains, and it ended up being damaged, and it cost a little bit of money to fix. I think the focus for the next 4 years for this office and with me as your Secretary of State is going to be on bringing value to the office. You know, a lot of talk has been made about jobs. Obviously, we need more jobs here in the state of Wisconsin. Having another ambassador working, with the legislature, with the governor, and on behalf of the state to try to bring in more business so we can get people back to work. And anything short of that, I just think is unnecessary right now. We need to focus on those things.
You know, when people go to the polls, Secretary of State is at most an afterthought, I think, a lot of the time. How can you convey the value you're hoping to create in this job to the voter? How can you say, here's what it's in it for you if I'm elected as Secretary of State?
Well, that's what my campaign's been all about. I launched in January 18th, and since then I've traveled over 53,000 miles crisscrossing our state, so that I can meet as many people as possible. And frankly, many people didn't know we even elected a Secretary of State, let alone who they are, who it is, rather. And again, that goes back to a failure of the incumbent. Anybody that can be there, first elected in 1974 and people don't know who you are, that's a terrible tragedy. That's another thing that we really need to fix. But I've tried to talk to everybody, Democrats, Republicans, Independents. You know, you don't rack up 53,000 miles without trying to talk to as many people as possible. And we're getting people to listen. We're getting attention on this race for the first time in, well, a very long time. And being able to talk one-on-one or in large groups and being able to answer questions, making myself accessible. I'm campaigning as I will govern as a Secretary of State.
And you mentioned seeing the job in part as an ambassador for things like job creation. How would you envision using the seat as Secretary of State as a bully pulpit or maybe a friendly pulpit to reach out?
Sure. Well, as a Secretary of State, as any elected official, you know, there's certain things that come with that. And being an unofficial ambassador, regardless of what the position is that you're elected to, is one of those duties. You just have to be proactive. The Lieutenant Governor has done a fantastic job of being a jobs ambassador. So I would try to model my Secretary of State term very similar as to how she's doing hers as Lieutenant Governor.
So currently a Republican administration in the state. What if there is a Democratic governor? As a Republican Secretary of State, how do you see yourself reaching out across that partisan line?
In La Crosse County, I was the chairman of the Republican Party long before I got into this race. And I was chairman throughout all of the recalls, and we all remember how divisive that was. La Crosse County leans Democratic. And what I did was, after the recalls were over, I reached out to my counterpart in the La Crosse County Democratic Party, and I said, you know what, we should do something. We should work together. And we came up with a bipartisan Toys for Tots drive. And the whole purpose of that was so that the community could see that even though we disagreed and we differed on political opinion, we agreed that we needed to come together to do what was right for the community. My mom was a staunch Democrat. I got along very well with her. I have no problem working with Democrats, working with Independents, and obviously working with Republicans. That's what's going to be different from me as opposed to my opponent.
Now, say you're elected, you make your outreach to the legislature, and the governor is saying, hey, let's restore these powers, these responsibilities that you mentioned, the corporation issues, the business-related ones, maybe the election ones, and they say, thanks, no. What do you do with this office then, between now and the next election?
Well, that's a bridge we would have to cross. I feel very confident that we're going to be able to find something for this office to do, and that's why I've talked about being an ambassador. Sure, the legislature can say, you know what? We're not going to give anything back, but when you're elected, you're an ambassador for the state. And if you have the ability to be proactive, if you have the leadership skills, which I do, to be proactive, look, I manage a team right now that's multiple times size the staff in the Secretary of State's office, so managing the office will be nothing new for me. I'm a leader. I've been in leadership roles, and we get positive results from what I do. So if the legislature says, no, we're not going to bring these things back, then I'm going to go on my own and I'm going to do what I can to make sure that I'm earning this paycheck. And that includes being an ambassador. That means contacting, reaching out, dealing with other issues within the state that I can lend my voice to. When you are an elected official, you do have a voice. And it's not your job just to use it for 6 months every 4 years, as my opponent does.
Early voting is going on now. Election day now under 2 weeks away. Can you leave us with a final message to Wisconsin voters?
Sure. You know, my opponent, Doug LaFollette, has been in this office. He was first elected in 1974. When asked, you know, how are the next 4 years going to be any different from the last 36, he's unable to provide an answer. I have a vision for the next 4 years, and I think that's important. I think the next Secretary of State needs to be somebody that's focused on earning their paycheck, that's focused on doing what's best for the state of Wisconsin, and working to move Wisconsin forward. That's my commitment to each of you, and I would hope that you would consider voting for me, and you can find more information at julianbradley.org.
Julian, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Julian Bradley. He's the Republican candidate for Wisconsin's Secretary of State.